Read and hear more about important news and policy issues at ncpolicywatch.com. This is News and Views.
Welcome back to News and Views. I'm Rob Schofield. More than 100 CEOs met on a Zoom call last week to map out how businesses should respond to new voting restrictions set to be enacted in Georgia, Texas, and other states across the country. The business leaders are finding themselves under increasing pressure to take a stand against conservative legislation intended to suppress voting rights. Meanwhile, in our state this week, House Democrats introduced two bills intended to safeguard the rights of voters. Representative Marsha Morey of Durham County says House Bill 446 builds on many of the measures put in place during the 2020 elections that helped keep voters safe during the pandemic.
We look at 2020's election, and despite during a pandemic, we had a record turnout. And during that election, we had over a million voters vote by mail, absentee voting. We had 3.6 million voters vote early, which is remarkable. And we want to make sure those safeguards stay in place when there is not a pandemic. There are eight main sections in House Bill 446. I'm going to mention just the section on absentee or mail-in voting. This is in Section 4. And what this would do would expand our mail-in voting. The Board of Election would send out to every eligible registered voter an absentee ballot request. And it would be postage pay return, so it would be simple for them to fill out, to return to the Board of Elections. And then if they ask for an absentee ballot, it will be sent to them. We will keep the same stipulations that we had in 2020. It would be one person to witness the ballot, to sign as a witness of the voter, send it back in, postage paid, or a voter can drop it off. And this provision also adds a drop box that would be available in every county throughout the state, perhaps many drop boxes, to just give ease to people sending in these ballots. One big issue has come up: how long can a mail-in ballot be received to be eligible to be counted because of the delays in mail? Any ballot mailed in could be received and counted 3 days up to 5 p.m. after 3 days after the election. There is a curing provision that if there is a mistake on the witness or the voter, if it's simple, the Board of Elections, just as they did in 2020, can notify a voter and they can cure any simple mistakes when they mailed in their ballot. You know, across the country, there have been scores of bills filed to restrict voting. I think my colleagues and myself strongly believe this is the time we encourage people to vote. We need to make it secure, safe, and easy, and that's the purpose of this bill.
Representative Amos Quick of Guilford County is also advocating for the bill, noting that part of what it means to be an American is participating in the election process.
The right to participate in an election and to vote and be represented by the will of the majority of the people is a foundational pillar of our country and a right to every eligible citizen. It is, in fact, not a stretch to say that restricting access to the ballot box is undoubtedly un-American. Toil, strife, resources, blood, sweat, and tears have been expended in the name of making sure that America remains a beacon of hope and a beacon of democracy and an example to all the other nations in the world, and making sure that eligible citizens have a right to select who represents them. Restricting access to the ballot box or manipulating voting mechanisms so that one person's vote matters less than another person's vote is an affront to the sacrifice of our uniformed soldiers in battles of war and foot soldiers who have fought for civil rights. The legislation that we are proposing and submitting and have filed, when enacted, will assure that North Carolina remains steadfast to the principle of one person, one vote, and every vote counts. In the area of voter registration, we champion automatic voter registration. This method provides that eligible voters are automatically registered when they engage with public agencies like the DMV, social services, etc. It also provides an easy on-ramp to participation in democracy, which should be the goal of legislative bodies across this country. Casting a vote in North Carolina ought never to be seen as a right reserved for a select few But it ought to be instead seen as a right that has been forged and persevered in the crucible of strife and fighting and advocating for Americans and North Carolinians to have the right to vote. Automatic voter registration looks like this. A person engages a public agency, and a person would have to opt out and not opt in to the voter registration process. We should make it easier for North Carolinians to participate in voting. We should make it easier. In fact, we teach in civics across this state that students should engage in the voting process. We encourage and expend millions and millions of dollars every election cycle to ask people to exercise, to register and vote. Well, if we can take care of the registration process, we firmly believe that the voting, that the engagement in voting will increase substantially. In many places across the state in municipal elections, less than 12% of the people participate in voting. One of the hindrances that we have heard is that people don't understand or don't have time or are a little bit intimidated by the registration process. Automatic voter registration would make that process less intimidating and easier for North Carolinians to engage in the process. It's something that's happening across the country, and we hope with the enactment of House Bill 446 that more North Carolinians will participate in our democracy, and we will have a more inclusive democracy because of that.
Representative Ashton Clemens of Greensboro joined her colleagues in introducing House Bill 542, the Fix Our Democracy Act, an effort to end once and for all the gerrymandering of North Carolina's districts.
When every single person, no matter who you are and where you come from and what resources you have, has an equal voice in choosing the people who will make the decisions that affect each and every one of our lives. Unfortunately, that system of each person having an equal voice is breaking down. It is breaking down when we restrict voter rights. It is breaking down when we gerrymander districts to lessen the voice of some voters by packing them into districts across our state and country. It is breaking down when people with money have a disproportionate impact through super PACs and other spending and campaigns. And it is breaking down when we diminish the strength of having three separate branches of government. The Fix Our Democracy bill addresses many of these issues. A few pieces that are in this bill: a Citizens Redistricting Commission to ensure fair voting districts across our state, nonpartisan judicial races with reinstatement of the North Carolina Public Campaign Finance Fund to have a separate judicial branch in North Carolina, transparency for campaign spending, including digital ads, so we know where the money is coming from, particularly within super PACs, and making the work we do here every day in our legislature more transparent and accessible to the people who send us here, North Carolinians. I am so proud to stand with the members of our caucus who want to live up to the democracy we can be, where every North Carolinian voice is equal in electing the people who define our lives.
Government watchdog Bob Phillips of Common Cause is praising both bills intended to make voting easier.
When we have laws that make voting easier, participation goes up, and we know that. There's proof. About the time I started at Common Cause, many, many years ago, North Carolina, unfortunately, ranked in the bottom 10 states for voter participation. But things began to change in the turn of the century when laws were passed, again, that were pro-voter. We had the No Excuse Absentee Voting in 2000. We had, during the first decade of the century, extending the early voting period, and then same-day voter registration in 2008. These, again, did things to promote voting in North Carolina. By 2008, had catapulted from it being in the bottom 10 to the top 10 in voter participation. So I would say we are at an opportunity and at a moment to just build upon these things. Look at the past election, a record turnout year with no voter fraud, no evidence of any kind of lack of public confidence in this election either. This is a moment for North Carolina. Do we want to promote voting or do we want to suppress it? Obviously, it's a no-brainer. Whether you're a Democrat or Republican or unaffiliated, we all want to promote voting. We all want to make sure that everybody has a chance to participate.
Republican legislative leaders will determine if either House Bill 446 or 542 get a hearing this session. According to the Brennan Center for Justice, more than 250 bills to restrict voting access have been introduced in 43 states in recent weeks. Coming up next, we'll look at why federal and state stays on evictions during the pandemic haven't stopped landlords from ousting their tenants. Stay with us.